All right, here we go. In 3, 2. Carlos, I know today's today, but I want to follow up with something about last night. As you sat back and kind of reflected, what was maybe your favorite moment or a thought that you keep thinking about with last night's game that sticks out to you? Because a great team win for your guys.
Yeah, I think there were a lot of moments there. Good and bad, you know, because I look back in those middle innings when we had bases loaded, nobody out, and couldn't score. You know, kind of frustrating moment too, right? And then Pete finally breaks through, 2-run double. And then, you know, that bases loaded, nobody out from Stanek. And we were able to, you know, get out of that inning without giving any runs, you know. But then for me, it was when I told Lindor to start moving around for a potential pinch hit at bat in the 5th or 6th. His face, you know, I was like, are you ready for a pinch hit? And no hesitation right away. You could tell the game face on the guy. That for me was a pretty telling moment. And then obviously, you know, for him to come through in that situation. The funny part is, like, I think all of us kind of expected that, you know. And, you know, that's what I keep saying. Special player, special guy, man.
So he was kind of ready for the 5th, the 6th, the 7th, the 8th, but you waited and waited and waited until it got dramatic there, huh?
Yeah, so I knew I had some type of availability right before the game, but not to like the 5th inning. I say, hey, man, how you feeling? And I just wanted to give him some time after he hit in the cages, and he's like, I'm good. I say, okay, you ready for a pinch hit at bat? And he was like, yeah, I'm ready. So I say, start moving around. And that's when I was like, all right, I know I got one bullet. It's going to be a two-player move. So I needed to just wait for the particular, for that, you know, I needed to be precise. And the 9th inning presented itself and shot him there, and I'm glad he came through.
There are a lot of people that throw the C word around for him. I don't know if they throw it around in the clubhouse. The word, of course, is captain. But when you hear some of the comments like Pete Alonso makes after the game talking about the respect that he has, it's almost from these guys a different level of respect. What does Francisco mean to these guys in that clubhouse?
You know, everything, you know, because of when you see a guy, and Pete put it, you know, perfectly last night, saying the guy is putting his body on the line and giving everything he's got, and he's doing whatever it takes to win the baseball game, and the joy and the preparation and how much he pushes guys. You know, everybody talks about the C, you know, like, I don't think he needs the C. He's doing it, you know. So, yeah, I mean, what an honor for me as a manager to have a type of player like that, that, you know, pushes pretty much everyone around here, myself included.
You got Clay Holmes on the mound tonight. He's been so, so good for you. The home runs kind of popping up. They're, you know, he gave up 3 runs, 2 solo home runs last time, so they're not hurting him, but starting to see him more and more. Is there a concern, or just kind of letting it play out here?
Yeah, no, it happens, you know, especially as a starter, you know, maybe trying to get weak contact, leaving pitches up in the zone at times. But we've seen how the stuff continues to play, the changeup, the cutter against lefties. We know the sinker, sweeper are going to be good pitches. So no worry at all about the homers. It's going to happen. Obviously, his repertoire is completely different than what he used to as a high-end reliever, more right on right. Now he's facing lefties and things like that, and he's got to find a way to navigate a lineup not only twice but 3 times.
All right, Carlos, thank you.
Yep, you got it.